Last time on The Usual Time.
What did you see up there?
Stop talking!
We should probably leave a couple of these guys alive so we can actually question them.
Do you just want me to smash one of their skulls again?
You guys remember what I did to the big bird before where that was carrying the lizard folk?
What are you talking about? We're sure that they're working for the dragon man, right?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
I pull out my hand crossbow.
This guy's going to get vaporized.
It flies truer than any bolt you've ever loosed from this crossbow before. He flashes and blinks out of existence. I need initiative from everybody. You suddenly feel incredibly hot. You can see that the lizard folk is looking in your direction and seems to, the shaman is looking in your direction and seems to have done whatever this is. You take 15 fire damage.
That was a lot more than I thought.
I need a constitution saving throw from you.
14.
Okay. You have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks until the start of your next turn. And you're really hot in a temperature and sexual way.
Hot and bothered.
End of his turn as he now rotates behind the pillar again to be out of your view. Actually, he's going to move even further because he can. So Shadow, from your vantage point, just out of turnish, but you see this while he's doing it. He runs from the pillar you had seen him by before back to the next pillar furthest away to the north, which puts him another 20 feet or so away.
Okay.
Just for clarity. End of his turn. Lizard folk are up next. The hostage one gets up. Brushes himself off, looks around, decides he doesn't want to tangle with Grar, who is larger than him, and he moves towards Almalexia.
Smartest motherfucker I've ever heard about.
He'll make it to you. He takes two attacks, one with a club, which he swings at you and misses completely, and he then tries to smash you with his spiky shield, and it hits.
Oh yeah, 21.
Still hits. For 7 piercing damage.
And I keep concentration. But take 7 damage.
And you now have this lizard right on top of you.
Oh boy. Detroit.
One of the lizard folks going to move around the Deinonychus and take position next to you, Grar, to attack. So you now have occupied space in front of you to the north, diagonal to the northeast, and directly to the east. Directly to your west, you have Droop with the Deinonychus right on top of him, and then direct square to your northwest, you have another lizard folk. Just so you kind of have a visual here. The one that just moved into range of you is going to make an attack with his club. And miss. And an attack with his shield and miss. You're able to swat them away without too much trouble. The one that had been standing next to him is going to back up a little bit and take a javelin shot at Shadow that misses. The other two that are not in melee range will do the same. Miss for the first one, miss for the second one. Good thing you have your AC thingy. Your shield deftly defends you without you even trying. As these javelins come flying at you, it just rotates around you into the perfect position to block it, and they just fall to the ground below you. The remaining ones, two of them will go for Droop, who is on the ground, so they will have advantage. The first one hits with both club and shield. The other one will attack. Same combo. One of the clubs attack it hits, but the other strike misses. And the final one right under you will look straight up at you, grab a javelin, and try and hit you from below. And miss. Because why not?
Gravity.
That is the end of their collective turn. Thalia is up next. He will move up the rest of the way into the room and stand in the entrance, surveying the scene. She tries to get the Deinonychus off of Droop by casting Sacred Flame on it. Light appears above this dino and strikes it, dealing some radiant damage. That's the end of her turn. Grar, you're up. You're basically surrounded.
I'm in my element.
Do a barrel.
Without Thunder Wave.
Tough stuff.
I'm going to cast Conjure Animals.
Okay.
I'm going to summon two dinosaurs of my own, similar exactly to them.
Oh, God.
And I'm I'll roll initiative for them because okay. They need to do a thing. Wow. Also terrible. Not with my mod, with their mod. They'll have a 7. 7.
What's their dex? That's 2, right?
2. And then I'm just going to do with my beast speech again, turn on them and leave this place. Or whatever, you know. Things and stuff. They are weak and you are strong. And turn.
Give them an action.
Okay. Where are they?
They spawn behind you because there's not really anywhere else for them to go. One of them is in the rubble. The other is not.
See, I can conjure them anywhere within 60 feet.
Oh, okay. That changes things.
So
then.
If I can conjure them like from the tunnel that they came from and like a good... it has to be within vision, so I don't know what my vision is left to. I essentially want to hopefully have them far enough away that they can get the 20-foot pounce.
This room is well lit. Okay. And quite open, with the exception of the pillars and some corpses on the floor. So you could essentially put them wherever you want.
Okay, then I will have them far away, like I said, and then they will move at least 20 feet in the direction of a lizard man each and attack with pounce.
Okay, so...
And if I can have them attack... How many lizard men are adjacent to me? Is there one?
2 lizard men adjacent to you.
Target those ones specifically.
With the artificial intelligence processing unit in your magic casting handbook,
thank you.
It optimizes the spawn location of your dinosaurs. Putting one here.
Are you listening, Microsoft?
And one
Elder Scrolls 6
here, and then they both rush in. They're 20 feet to pounce their respective targets. I don't know why I'm drawing this out. It's absolutely no benefit for anybody.
It makes you feel better.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I even did like arrows and direction of attack and everything.
It's like a football play.
Really putting the legwork in. It
really does actually look like a football play.
That's sweet.
Yell blue 42 as they rush in and pounce.
Okay, first one. 19 to hit.
Hits.
Yeah.
Tear out their throats.
3 piercing damage, and they need to make a strength save.
That's not enough.
Okay. This is one that's been hit twice by Droop. So that was 3 more damage. He makes a strength save, you said?
Correct.
10?
It is knocked prone.
Okay.
Which allows the Deinonychus to immediately use a bite attack as a bonus action.
Yep.
For 21 to hit.
Hits.
For 7 piercing damage.
So this conjured this conjured reptile pounces on this lizard man, slashes him across the back, and just starts tearing him to pieces. This one's dead.
Okay, well, its other bite and claw attack that it should have, it just continues on the body.
Okay.
Okay, next dinosaur. It's a natural 20. 15 slashing damage, and then a strength save.
And then the strength save, yep. And that's a 9, so he is prone as well.
So he's prone, bonus action bite attack, 18 to hit.
Yep.
For 3 piercing damage.
Okay.
And then, let's see, those bonus attacks. So it still has both a bite and a claw from its multi-attack left.
Okay.
So claw, 17.
Yep.
For 5 slashing damage, and the bite, 19.
Yep.
For 4 piercing damage.
He is eviscerated as well. So 2 of them are now out of the fight.
Dino rage! And my rage fades because I...
Alright. Shadow, you're up.
Is that guy still below me? Throwing
He's
his
still
javelins
there, yeah.
against gravity?
He tried to, and your shield did its job.
I didn't even notice. I was distracted by Shannon. Okay, put away my magic missile wand, wield my dragon tooth dagger, and double attack this motherfucker.
You're dropping on him?
Yep, I'm gonna... 9.8 meters per second. It's good. It's great. Right.
Are you like the child from Tropic Thunder?
I might be.
Half squat.
Half squat.
It's my son.
You will call me Papa.
I mean, comparatively,
I'm not
you're
calling
tiny,
him,
so you
I'm
you
not,
could essentially do that.
I'm not calling him Papa unless he's dead.
I'm dead.
First attack.
I feel like all the good ones are gone.
First attack, Shadow Blade. That's plus 7, 22.
That'll do it.
12 damage. That's psychic.
He's still up.
Oh, really?
Cries out in pain as your psychic damage
pierces his mind. I'm going to now attack with the dagger in the other hand for more 24. Do I get the extra damage for Dragon Tooth Dagger? On this guy?
You would. He's not a constructor or anything.
7 on the dragon tooth dagger.
You drop out of the air, just fold your wings, both blades drawn directly above this guy, and as you fall, you catch him around the neck and plunge your sword and dagger right into his chest, and he drops like a sack below you.
And I stay on my feet. Landed it. East German judge, what do you got? They fucked me again. But
9.5.
I end my turn because that was my action and my bonus action.
Okay. Bringing us to Droop, who still has one of these things on him. So he gets up and turns to attack it. Both his attacks missed. Poor Droopy. It's just... Mastique
Droopy's being Droopy.
So he tries to hit. Unfortunately, does not hit, and then it is the Deinonychus' turn. And the one he tried to hit attacks him. Bite and two claws. The bite hits, the two claws miss. The other one will attack you, Shadow, because you're now in its purview. Hits.
They're still attacking us, little bastards. God damn it.
Fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're not having it. They're pretty well trained. It seems. Anyway, hits. Are you
doing
a reaction
or
anything? You can't because you don't have your thing.
It's just 18. Yeah.
Okay, so you take 9 damage from this bite attack, and it will try 2 claw attacks on you. First one misses, second one hits for 7 damage. Piercing and slashing, respectively, if that matters to you.
Thank you, Daddy.
Welcome. The other two, one will attack you, Grar.
Oh?
Bite attack misses. First slash attack misses. Second slash attack hits. Do you have any reaction things that change your AC?
I don't do that shit.
Okay. Then you take 5 slashing damage as it connects with several of its large claws. The other one,
that one
will attack your Deinonychus.
What? Inconceivable.
It misses all of its attacks. And that is the end of their turn. Almalexia, you're now up.
I'm on fire.
Your chest is unbelievably hot.
Yeah, usually. But I know it takes a shit ton of time to get out of it, so... What do I have in front of me now?
Lizard man, folks.
One lizard man, and the shaman who gently gave me this affliction smiled and went behind the veil.
Gently.
Look gentle.
Please be gentle with this fire healing.
I'm gonna do the only thing I can do, which is
laser my fucking tits.
Attack the fucking guy blow here.
Nice karma guy blow.
Which is at disadvantage, right?
I'm sorry, I was too busy picturing tit lasering. Could you repeat what you're gonna do?
I'm gonna attack the motherfucker with my short sword.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So the low one would be 16.
That hits.
Oh my god. I rolled a 1. So that's 5 damage, or 6 damage rather. And then I'm going to attack with my offhand. 2 d20s.
Boom, boom. Okay.
I rolled a 1. And
you don't hit with that.
No, dang. Anything else? Got any tips? I was rolling with the D&D Beyond dice. They're not as powerful as my physical dice.
Stunning.
So I'm picturing that you're just so incredibly in pain. You're kind of just like flailing these attacks, and one of them connected, and the other one swung wide.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, now do I get hit by a hot attack?
Not yet, but how long does your banish last?
A minute.
A minute? We might be approaching that soon. I should have been keeping round track here.
There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way we went through 10.
We've got to be at least halfway there.
That might be true.
About half.
Okay. So you do all your damage. You do a little bit of damage. And then anything else on your turn?
No, I don't have any more things to do. I'm on fire, Bobby.
I'm on fire.
Help me, Oprah.
He pokes his head out and looks at you and snaps his fingers, and you take more fire damage. So you take 9 more fire damage. Roll for concentration.
Aha, I rolled a 12. Your clothes are red.
Okay.
And you said 9 damage?
9 damage, yes. He will move back behind the pillar, takes a dodge action, and ends his turn. Now we cycle through the lizard folk again. We've still got...
I've taken a lot of damage.
Me too.
The one that you were attacking, Almalexia, will take 2 attacks on you. It hits.
Fucking use my reaction to make it 21.
Starting up the shield, and it misses. Second attack misses as well.
Oh. Well, now things are starting to look better. Now that I've lost over half my HP.
Me too!
The lizard people.
The other ones are all range. Now that you've moved to the ground, one of them is going to rush you, Shadow. Two of the ones that have been hanging back move in to melee range with you, Shadow, and attack.
Okay.
Fireball!
First club attack hits. You don't have your staff, right? Still not equipped.
18.
Okay. Okay. So the first one hits with both his attacks. 18 damage.
This is probably going to be the enemy.
Bludgeoning and piercing, if that matters. The other one misses his first attack, misses his second attack.
Okay.
The remaining one moves around just enough to get into melee range with Grar.
Okay, go fuck with him. He's the one casting fucking dinosaurs on
him.
I'm gonna uppercut some bitch real quick here.
His club attack hits for 4 damage, bludgeoning. And
4.
He
fuck off.
Yeah, it was low roll. He attempts to attack you with his shield, which you swat away.
Yeet. Yeet, yeet, yeet.
That is their turns. Your Dionychus are up next. One of them is between an enemy Dionychus and a lizard man. The other one is between 2 enemy Dionychus. 3 enemy Dionychus.
Let's deal with the lizard man first.
Okay.
Okay, multi-attack. 1 bite, 2 claws. First, we'll do a claw. Hmm. 14?
Miss.
A bite? Oh, you fucking tease. Okay, it's still not terrible. 16?
Hits.
For 9 piercing damage. And then I did claw bite, so claw. 21.
Rubbery.
For 10 slashing damage.
So that ends the one. The other one is within range to hit 3 of the enemy Dionychus. So if you want, it could hit the only one that's actually taken damage.
Yeah, that would logically be what a creature would go after, so we'll do that. Claw.
Okay.
Oh, I know what their AC is because it's in front of me. Well, it's 17 to hit, so.
Yep.
Yes. 6 slashing damage. Bite.
Yep.
16 to hit. For 10 piercing damage. Claw. Another 16 to hit for 3 slashing damage.
It doesn't look good, but it's still standing.
Noted. Dinos are done.
Okay.
Done, dinos.
Thalia is up next. Seizing the opportunity.
Fucking deal.
She moves forward to put a final blow on this thing with mace for 22, and she crumples it to the ground. Dead. That's the end of that one.
I'm just going down to the guap.
And that'll be the end of her turn. Grar, you're up next.
Oh,
you have 2 of your Dionychus by you. You have Droop by you. You have 2 enemy Dionychus by you and 1 enemy lizard folk by you.
Fuck them lizards. I'm attacking. 13, which I believe misses.
Yep.
If I remember correctly. Okay. Offhand, 22.
Hits.
4 slashing damage.
Okay.
Slash, slash.
Still standing?
Well, fine. That's what I have.
All right, Shadow, you're up.
Okay.
You, next to you, have an enemy Dionychus directly to the north, a enemy lizard folk directly to the west and to the south, and a friendly Dionychus an Icus to the northeast, and a Droop directly to the east.
Okay. I'll use two sorcery points to use Quicken Spell to cast Haste as a bonus action. That raises my AC another 2, which now makes it 20.
Okay.
Some other stuff, which mostly just an additional action on my turns also, and Dexterity save advantage, but I think that last one will come up. I will use the additional action from this spell to disengage, moving up and towards the shaman area. He's in like a back area, sort of.
Yep. How far can you move?
Well, I can move 40 on this turn, but I'm going to... What I want to do is get away from everybody and put my back against a pillar so that my back is to the shaman or that general area. I don't want him to be able to see me, but I also want to be up and above and away.
So you want to go to the opposite side of the pillars so it's between you and him?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can go...
I don't need to be on top of him. I just don't want him to be able to, like, turn out and be like, oh, there, look, it's a shadow.
Yep, you can make it someplace you feel confident that you're out of his line of sight.
Okay.
With your movement.
So that was
Are you trying to be sneaky about it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my bonus action and my extra action. My action will be to go into my pack and get my potion of greater healing. Regain 20 HPs. That is all of my actions, and that is all of my movement. I will end my turn.
Okay, very good. Droop is up. He will move into the open space that you left. And just starts a swinging. He's going to go for one of the Deinonychus first. Hits. Second swing. Hits again. End of his turn. Is the Deinonychus turn now. Okay, so the one Droop just attacked will attack him. 3 attacks. 2 hit, 1 bite, 1 claw. 2 Deinonychus near you, Grar. 1 will attack you, the other will attack the Deinonychus. The one attacking you hits on its bite and on one of its claws. The bite deals 9 piercing damage. The claw deals 7 slashing.
Sure.
The one attacking your summon misses bite, misses, hits the first claw attack for 7 slashing. And its second claw attack also hits for 5 slashing. The end of their turns. Amalexia, you're up again.
Starting turn six. And I am still engaged with one with the shammy shame hiding behind a pillar.
Yep, the shaman's way out of your sight. The lizard man is still right on top of you.
Okay, well, we're going to try this again. And attacking disadvantage, right? Roll 13.
13 misses.
All right. Second hit. 19.
That'll hit.
Woo! 7 damage?
Is that 7 or 11?
7.
Okay.
It's 11.
11 damage.
Lucky number 7.
I don't have any more actions I can take. This kind of sucks. I don't like this. It's not a good fight for me. And therefore the world.
Preaching to the choir over here, boy.
Corner Almalexia. More. Noted.
Set her breastplate on fire. What do you do? Taking notes from me? Giving me disadvantage? Did you say specifically?
I have a coworker that says specific.
Well, not for much longer.
Kill them.
That's how you die.
The shaman's up next. Being busy, focused on Almalexia and that kind of side of the fight, he did not notice you floating about. Okay. He pokes his head back around the corner and does a finger point, like double finger point at Almalexia, kind of like that the Jesus with the finger guns.
From Dogma? I got you.
Yeah. And you immediately erupt with more pain.
Oh, she's erupting.
Oh, yeah.
I am really in hate with you right now.
You take 8 more fire damage.
Oh.
And
do I?
Let's get your con save.
If you just fail already, he'll stop attacking you.
Yeah, he knows. He absolutely knows. That is a 13.
Yeah, you're still in the game.
I'm still in the death game.
He goes back behind the pillar. End of his turn. Lizard folks turns. Getting down to the wire here. The one attacking you, Amalexia, makes it.
Tell him that I want him to die.
Have no control over this. So the first attack misses, second attack hits.
Second attack, I will use my defensive duelist.
Which gives you 21.
21!
You take 7 piercing damage as this spiked shield is shoved into your
heaving breast.
Heaving breast.
Fire. Bosom, fire.
Your bosom of flames.
All right.
You're
right
in the.
Yeah, you're hot.
Roll another constitution save. Wait, should I be rolling these at disadvantage?
No.
What do you have disadvantage on?
This is great.
I'm on fire, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, but what is it, all saves?
I don't know. That's why I'm
Let me double check.
If it, well,
you might should
concentration
be.
Is a save, not a check, right?
Oh,
yeah, it's ability checks, not saves.
I rolled a 17, motherfucker.
Okay.
I'm holding it. This is the hill I die on.
Yep, apparently. Yeah, you're still good.
I love that Kuhn's been holding concentration this whole time, and I've dropped it once already and cast a new spell.
And I haven't been able to do anything else the entire fight.
Great.
This is all I'm good at.
Okay, that one's done attacking. Grar, the one you just hit on the last turn, turns to you and tries to attack.
Mm-hmm.
First attack misses. Second attack misses.
Okay.
The two surrounding Droop attack him.
My lord.
First one hits both attacks. Bang, bang. Second one.
Oh wait, Kuhn doesn't understand that reference either.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead.
Second one attacks with a critical on the spike. Shield.
How do we defeat defensive duelists? Why don't you just shoot her?
Oh.
Oh. Literally. Well.
Well.
I didn't think of that.
Okay, Droop is looking a little bloodied. End of Lizard Folk's turn. Your summoned Deinonychus are up next. They are within range of
things.
One of them's within range of a lizard man.
Yeah, let's do that first.
Okay.
Claws. 17 to hit.
Yep.
4 slashing damage.
Still up.
Bite. Misses. Claws. Misses. Next one.
Okay.
Pick a thing.
It's next to one that has damage on it, so it would probably go for that one.
11, that misses. Bite. 9, that misses. Claws, 14, I think that hits.
That hits, literally. I'm pretty sure.
Where am I looking? Yeah.
Yep.
For 10, slashing. Slashing, dash.
It doesn't look good, but it is still standing.
It would.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified in a special bi-weekly meeting.
Okay. You're quite done, sir.
I'm not. I'm never done. I still have HP.
Lindsey Graham should resign.
Dahlia's up next. We here at the usual time don't openly support any
totally
one party or
do
candidate.
Hate fascism. It sucks.
But we also don't support fascism or any of the isms.
Just... I am your king.
Get rid of your isms, you'll be better for it.
For you.
Thalia strikes with her mace on the Deinonychus, but the one that you were just attacking, and hits, crumpling it to the ground. It's 2 for 2 with the mace. Kill stealing, but whatever. Grar, you're up next.
How tall is an Allosaurus?
Kind of reminds me of the episode of The Office where Michael Scott's
goes to the improv class, and they're like, don't say you're going to turn into an Allosaurus, and then he just whispers in the enemy's ear, and he's like, he's going to turn into an Allosaurus.
Okay, typical ranges for a large creature are 8 feet to 16 feet, so I'm just going to say I crouch a little hunched. Wild shape, Allosaurus is my bonus action, and is there a lizard man in front of me?
You have one within striking distance, yes.
Well, we'll see if he's still there in a moment.
Destroy him!
16 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
11 piercing damage.
Flavor it how you want, if you so choose.
Om nom 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 nom.
Now he asked what flavor you want to eat.
I want to eat lizard man.
Lemon pepper? Or...
blackened.
Okay, you spit roast him and then gobble him up.
Whoa.
Kinky.
Mm-hmm.
End of turn.
Okay, you ended turn. Shadow, you're up.
All right. I'm going to attack the lizard folk. Chaos Bolt. I will use Tides of Chaos to gain advantage on this attack. 16 to hit.
That'll hit.
He'll take 9 lightning damage.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to take a bonus action, but I will use my extra action from haste to take the hide action if I think I can pull that off.
You'd be able to hide yourself either from the shaman or from the group, but not both.
I'll focus on the group with this movement.
Okay, so go ahead and stealth.
15.
You feel successfully in your hiding.
All right. And I will put the dragon dagger away and equip my staff of defense.
Okay.
Which will add 1 more to my AC.
Okay.
It will now be 21. This is as high as I can go.
All right. Rinse, repeat. This time with gusto.
If he's got gusto, I mean, you gotta give it to him.
He hits with the second attack. First one just misses. Carves out a good chunk of one of the lizard folk. They're still on their feet. The Deinonychus now up. Grar, give me a intimidation.
Oh, good. That thing that is based on charisma, which I don't have.
But 4. Wayne does.
4. All right. Well, somehow you transform into this big creature that looks similar to them, but gianter. But you do it in a way that isn't intimidating.
Oh.
They attack.
Yeah.
One goes for you, the other one goes for your Deinonychus again. The bite and the first claw attack hit for 14 damage total. One attacking your Deinonychus, hits all 3, crits one of them.
Is this the one that's taken damage already?
Yeah.
If it hits all 3, I don't know that you can... Yeah, okay. Theoretically, it could live.
Okay. Well, 5 on the bite, 10 on the first slash. Okay. Then it would move its third attack to you instead. And your AC is 14 now, you said?
Correct.
Then, yes, that hits as well for 3 damage. End of its turn. Alexia, back to you. This is start turn 7.
Oh, fuck, this guy's so hard. I'm going to hit it with my sword, probably.
I love the confidence.
Ooh, a nat 20 and a 17.
Yep, those are both good.
All right, so we get a d6 in here, and that will be 10 damages on the sword strike it.
Okay.
I guess I'll just go at it with my dagger on, and this one will be lowest number is an 18.
Yep, that still hits.
9 damage for that dagger.
Okay. You finally
solved
come good on your threat and plunge your dagger into his throat, pull it back out, and he falls down dead.
And am I currently on fire? I guess I am still uncomfortably on fire, aren't I?
I mean, you are, and you're kind of on the hook for a quippy one-liner, but that's on you.
I don't think that I have the ability, because...
What's your charisma?
My charisma is plus 5.
Well...
I got no time for no one-liners. Probably gonna do the, you know, on your tippy toes, like kind of like almost like you got to pee really bad, like you're hopping up and down. I'm like, trying to fan myself, not realizing that I could maybe press the digitation some of this pain away. But I guess I'm going to look for a stupid ass shaman. Do I see a stupid face?
You're going to say a pool.
Does he see a stupid ass salmon?
Yes.
Get that fish.
Well, no.
That was the question.
You don't see
okay.
him.
Okay. Then I'm going to use my movement and try and find him. The way I saw him last, behind the pillar.
Okay. You start moving northwards along the wall. 10 feet, nothing. 20 feet, nothing. 30 feet, you can see him.
Oh, he's max movement. Now you see him. Okay. All right. End my turn. I just hope that I get another turn on him.
He had moved out of range on one of his turns. It is his turn next. Seeing you show up into his field of view, he puts his hand up and does his little finger snap thing, and you are again covered in blistering pain on your torso.
Don't you dare.
11 heat. Heat one. Fight. Words and shit. You take 11 fire damage.
11 fire damage. Okay. So I'm not looking great. And because I have this heat armor on me, I'm probably not holding up my mask of many faces, so this is probably the most hurt that anyone's ever seen.
You look like shit!
Oh my god, that's what she looks like?
Point on the distance.
On the wind.
On the breeze.
I don't look any different, I just am very damaged. Well, let's roll for that concentration.
Oh yeah, do that.
Another shaman pop into existence right behind you.
20!
After dealing you said damage, he attempts to, you see him stick out his fist and start to conjure a flame in it, and he hurls it at you once it's fully developed. It hits.
Sure it does.
You take another 8 fire damage as you are engulfed in flame.
Still alive.
And it's the end of his turn. He moves to the next pillar up before ending his turn.
Can I see this movement?
Yep. Yeah, you still have line of sight on him. And now that he has moved and faced your direction, he knows you're there as well.
Noted.
Two remaining lizard folk. First one misses all of its attacks on Droop. Second one hits one of its attacks. The one remaining Dionychus is left. The only enemy in range of it is one of the enemy Dionychus.
Okay, attacking. Yeah, claws. 19 for 5.
Yep.
Bite. Small number. Claws. 19.
Yep.
For 3.
Very good. Thalia is up next. She will stay where she is, turn around, and direct her attention towards that same one, landing a crit with her mace. She doesn't kill it. Grar, you're up next. You also are within range to hit that Dionychus, as well as one other one, the other remaining one.
Pick at random. I'm just biting frenziedly.
Okay.
I literally don't care.
16 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
16 piercing damage.
That does the trick. There's still one up right next to you.
My Allosaurus is only get a single attack, so I am done.
Shadow. You saw the shaman move. You see the group of enemies beginning to dwindle.
All my allies on that clusterfuck side are grouped up.
Correct.
Do I have line of sight on the caster, correct?
You do, yes.
All right. I will use second level spell Scorching Ray. 3 rays of fire, arranged attack spells. 22.
Hits.
20. Unnatural.
Hits.
23.
Also hits.
20 fire damage.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
Yeah, something's gonna happen.
Oh, you got your wild magic.
The next minute I can teleport up to 20 feet as a bonus action.
I will use that now. I will combo my teleport with my extra action hide to put myself in a position where the shaman cannot see me on a different pillar.
You within 20 easily, feet if I can. You easily can do that.
Okay. That is the end of my turn.
Okay. Drew is up next. Hopefully going to finish off some lizard faces. Hits with his first swing. With his second, misses. The remaining one will attack Brar because that's who's closest. Bite attack misses. First claw attack misses. Second claw attack misses. Top of the order, Amalexia. He's 40 feet from you and behind a different pillar now. He moved on his last turn, so he's no longer within line of sight of you. You did, however, see three scorching rays go to the pillar he moved to, so you assume he's still back there, probably.
Well, I'm going to try and hide. Since I've been seeing him kind of snap his finger and point at me, I'm going to try and hide behind the pillar that's closest to me, and I'm going to try and use prestidigitation on a spot to attempt to cool this metal.
Okay. Yeah, because you can use it as like a personal AC, right?
For like a small area, yeah, like part of me.
This is the least effective thing that could possibly be done, but it's the only thing she can do.
One part of, like, you move behind the closest pillar. You can easily do that as you're, like, just melting. And you look down and you're, like, doing your prestidigitation magic right over your stomach and your chest. And, like, that part of you is cool, but the rest of you is just ungodly hot.
I guess we're going to see if he can do it without...
So by the cubic foot, then I maybe would have given you a chance at it. But yeah, it's his turn next. As you're hiding behind your pillar, you feel a searing pain overtake you again.
Most unfortunate.
And take 14 fire damage.
Blech.
Okay.
Are you down?
Yep. Yep.
Your thing poofs back.
Guy poofs back.
Which it would be his turn. Oh boy. There's so many things I could do here, but most of them will drag this out another hour.
Go for gold.
He pops back into this reality, and after finding his footing, surveys his surroundings. He can see his companion is damaged and he himself is hurt. He casts fog cloud on the nearest pillar to him, and suddenly the entire side of the room, well, not the entire side, but everything around this pillar for 20 feet. So, okay. Shadow, you are engulfed in a thick fog and cannot see anything. The rest of you have now lost sight of Shadow and this other shaman that just reappeared. This thick fog came out of nowhere, and almost half of the room is completely obscured. That is the end of his turn that you can see. The still two remaining lizard folk will continue going for Drew. First
Where the
one.
Fuck is Thalia?
She's fighting.
She's fighting.
Oh, I was not paying attention to any moves she's made.
Mason it up. Yep, she's been kicking ass. Okay, Droop continues to not look so good, but he's still standing. Your remaining Dionychus is up next.
It attacks a something nearby it.
Okay, staring right at the only remaining enemy Dionychus, so it probably would go straight for that.
Sure, claws. 13?
Yeah, that hits.
Doesn't? Oh yeah, just hits. Pretty good. For 10.
Okay.
Bite. Natural 20. For 9. Claw. 19. Mm-hmm. For 10.
It one-shots this guy. Well, I mean, technically 3 shots, but it one-rounds this guy.
Yay, progress.
There are no remaining enemy Deinonychus on the field. You have dispatched them. And it is Thalia's turn. She moves to an open space. Oh, actually, never mind. She doesn't move. She doesn't need to. She turns around and attacks another lizard folk. This one has not yet been hit with her mace. Hits for a bit of damage. Ends her turn. Grar, you're up. There are two remaining lizard folk that you can see. In your bestial form, I don't know if you would notice, but Almalexia is slumped up against a pillar. Not really looking like she's moving. Nope. Within your line of sight. And there are the two lizard folk.
Yep. Deal with that. Just fighting. Attacking the one on the left.
Okay.
Oh, that's another natural 20.
Good on you.
Coon crits. I rolled double ones. For 8 piercing damage.
Crit. Crit.
Okay. He's still up.
Disgusting. Disgusting. That's my end of my turn.
Shadow, you are now surrounded by fog.
Okay. Did I see that old boy come back?
You were not on the correct side of the pillar you chose to teleport behind to be able to see him come back.
Fair enough. I will move carefully in the opposite direction where I knew the floor, the grounded shaman, the one I hit. I move opposite of where he is just to get away from that his area.
Sure, so you move further out from your pillar until you hit the wall.
Okay.
Still in the mist.
I will move south because I think I know that's where the rest of the battle is taking place.
Okay. You move yourself. Let's see, you've moved 10. Are you on the ground or in the air still?
Air.
Okay, so 40 movement?
Correct.
All right, so you move 10 feet to the west and 15 feet to the south once you hit the wall and start moving that direction until you hit what feels like another wall. But knowing the general layout of the room, you can guess that this is stairs.
Okay. I'm trying to get out of the fog.
Sure. So you fall, let's see, again, 10. You feel the end of the ramp. And then you fly over them to the south. You're still in the fog. You've moved your 40 feet. You think you're still by the staircase.
I will use the extra action I have from haste to give myself a dash and continue my movement.
All right, moving straight south, you move another 10 feet when suddenly you burst from the fog.
Okay.
You see a lot of dead lizard folk and Deinonychus moving a little more to get a view around the pillar. Far off on the other side of the room, you see Almalexia lying propped up against a pillar, not moving.
Okay.
You see Droop fighting. Now, Droop and Thalia, really, and Grar moved in as well. So they're engaged with the last two lizard folk, kind of in a line, just facing each other.
And I don't see any casters?
You do not see. You don't realize the one is back unless you put two and two together about the spell ending. But you also don't have line of sight on the one you were fighting with.
Okay. Do I think the fog's in the way, or do I think I can just move a little bit more and get an idea where he was? Or
knowing where he last was and reorienting yourself, you don't think you have the movement to get line of sight on him.
Okay. Based on where I think he was and where this fog cloud is there, like, space between that area, or is it over that area?
So the fog cloud stretches a little bit beyond the halfway point of the room, over the center line to the east is the crest of the arc.
Yep.
The pillars are another, the line of pillars are another 5 feet beyond that.
Okay.
And you know that he was on the furthest pillar to the northeast the last you saw him.
That's fair. Okay.
You are currently at the furthest pillar to the southwest.
Okay. Move me 10 feet east just so I can see more of the room, I guess.
Okay, you're basically dead center right over the pile of rubble okay. where you entered.
Fair enough. Okay. Chaos Bolt at the nearest lizardman.
Okay.
15 to hit.
Yep.
I'll do 14 psychic damage to that one.
It's still up.
End my turn.
Troops up. Tries to rinse repeat. Scores a crit this time.
Ooh.
Didn't roll garbage damage.
Ooh.
He goes for the one you just hit with psychic damage and embeds his axe in its side, and it cries out in pain and falls over dead. Takes the axe out of the lizard man's torso and swings it at the other one, but isn't able to land it. And Icus are off the table. Top of the ninth, I need a death save from you, Amalexia.
You would need that, wouldn't you? Roll a 15.
Safe on this round.
Suck that, fucker.
The shaman.
Yes. Taunt the DM.
The shamans are next. Suddenly, another fog cloud appears. This time, you now see that two separate fog clouds seem to be overlapping each other, and the arcs are meeting in that kind of overlapped circle shape.
Did one of them come from a weird area or from an area where I knew a caster was?
Seems to be somewhat centered right over where you last saw Alexia.
Oh, shit.
That happens. And then it is these goddamn lizard folks' turn. I'm going to have to change the main enemy for the rest of this dungeon because I'm sick of these fuckers.
Is there just one left, though?
Yeah, I mean...
But yes, no, I understand.
On the whole, yeah, this is the last one.
Thank goodness.
It's just going for droop. And does not succeed on either strike.
Diversify that your fucking army, Melandrak.
It's a lot of S's. Dionychus' friend's turn. He can attack the remaining lizard guy.
Yeah. 18.
Yep.
For 3.
Okay.
18. For 5. 11. We'll miss.
Yeah, it doesn't quite do it. Yeah, he's still up. Thalia swings her mace at him and hits 6 damage as it strikes him in the head. He crumples down dead. That is the last lizard folk.
Bitchin.
Grar, what you do? Most of the room is now obscured with fog.
I'm really tall. No.
It's a fucking fireball.
I wouldn't want to revert, but I also don't want to step on anybody at this point. So I guess I'm just going to take a dodge action.
Okay.
Yep.
Shadow.
Okay. I think Almalexia just disappeared in fog.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to attack that area. Don't have any reason to think that there's another caster. I do know there's another caster. I yell out to the group, I think there's another caster guy. That's two. You can't do two. It's against the rules. And I will cast Wall of Fire between us and them.
Cutting off your group from the
enemy.
Presumed
two casters.
Okay, so where would you like me to place this wall? And what shape would you like it to take?
It's going
to
be a wall. It's going to cross the... You said it's 50 wide, the room?
Yes.
And 20 and 15 high?
It's, 15 foot high ceiling. Otherwise, it's a square room.
Okay, then this is just going to be a curtain of fire. I'm presuming I can get my whole group on one side and the two enemies and unfortunately Alexia on the other. I'm gonna cut them off. Can I see the stairs or could I only feel them?
You felt them. Okay. You ran into them.
Okay, fine. So I'm just gonna cut that half of the room off. I'm gonna put the damage side on their side, so if they try to leave the fog, presumably they're going to walk into a wall of fire. and my haste drops. My AC goes down by 2, and I should bring it back down to 19.
Okay.
And so...
Okay, so I need you to be very specific with where you want me to place this and exactly how long it is.
It's going to be the entire room wide, because I can make it up to 60 and up to 20 okay. high. So I'm going to make it all the way across the room, all the way to the ceiling. It's going to be right on the border of the fog, as long as that doesn't go put it over any of my allies. From left to from east to west.
Yep, east to west. Basically, I need to know, do you want it on the center line of the room or not?
It doesn't have to be. I'm mostly trying to box in all the fog, so I don't mind if it's closer to us.
Okay.
I just need... I'm trying to keep fog on that side and try to keep all of us on this side.
That's fine. So if you're erring on the side of caution, you'd put it a little closer to you, and that's fine. You can do that. You raise this wall of fire.
Yes.
You can no longer see Almalexia.
I couldn't see her anyway, though, right? She was in
well,
the fog.
Not through the fog, but okay. you longer see that side of the room. The fog does start to boil away, essentially.
Okay.
Not boil, but just
it disappears
dissipate.
On my side.
But you can't see through the wall of flame now.
Correct.
So it's mostly just looks like diffused light at first, and then things start to become more clear as the room starts to heat up. Droop's up next. He looks around for more people to fight, doesn't see any, drops out of his rage and sits down on his little butt. And just like exhausted. He does not look like he's having a good time. Almalexia, I need another death save.
With pleasure. That is a 9.
Okay, fail. 1 failure. Alright, so you don't know anything.
Nope.
And it appears that nothing happens, but things happen. Dionychus, your Dionychus.
It just chills? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, job's pretty much over. Thalia's up next. Where's Almalexia? I haven't seen her in, like, I don't know, before the fog. Ends her turn. Grar, you're up.
In my Allosaurus form, I charged through the wall of fire.
Oh my god.
Making for the direction where I think she is without necessarily standing on it. Like, stepping on her.
What's your distance?
Go ahead and roll damage on me. As an Allosaurus, I can move 60 feet.
Okay.
But likely I'm going to unbecome an Allosaurus as soon as I go through this wall of fire.
Couldn't try
go ahead
there.
And roll.
5d8 fire coming your way. You got some good rolls. 14.
Okay, so I go through it. I am going to... Once I'm on the other side with my bonus action, I will revert
okay.
to my normal self. With my action, I will cast the second level spell Warding Wind.
Okay.
Which creates a 10-foot radius around me of strong 20-mile-per-hour approximate wind, which automatically will disperse the fog within that area.
Yep. 10-foot radius.
10-foot radius.
You can see the pillar that you last saw Almalexia at, but you don't see Almalexia.
I move... my remaining 10 feet in the direction that I last saw the enemies.
She last just, saw the enemies, okay.
I think they were still by the pillar, probably, so.
Yep, you move towards the pillar further to the north, and it comes into view. You don't get far enough that you can see behind it on the other side. Between your wind and the fire, the fog is starting to clear, but you're still fairly obscured.
Okay, that's all I got.
Shadow, your turn.
Why'd I do that? I put it up to keep him in. Oh, and Almalexia's in there. So, hey, maybe that's why I did it. Droop, why'd he do that? That was dumb. I'm not going in there.
I don't know. I can't go in there. I'll die if I go by that fire.
I believe it.
He says on his turn, which is next.
I believe it. You look like it. I don't know. Well, Thalia, if you want to go through that, you can. I'm not dropping it.
Another death save, please, Almalexia.
You got it. 13.
Okay. Druid Broke's turn next. The fog around you, Grar, dissipates entirely, and the only remaining fog is some over by where you saw the staircase leading up out of the room. So that side of the room is still slightly obscured, but your side has now completely cleared. That's all you notice that changes. And that's the end of their turn. And we can go to pseudo turn-based from here.
I scour the side of the room for anything, anyone.
You see no one, and the only things you see are a bunch of stacked boxes and rubble up against one wall.
I move towards the stairs and attempt to see if there's any sort of sign of tracks or blood trail.
As you move closer to the stairs, the wall of fire is still up. The fog has begun to dissipate more and more. You think you're able to make out the shape of somebody moving up the stairs, but as you push your way into the fog, you find that the ground is covered in thorny spikes.
Dispel magic.
On the spikes?
Yep.
Okay. You've lost track of whoever or whatever it was that you think might have been going up the stairs. The spikes are gone. The fire's still there.
I take off up the stairs.
Pursue.
Yep.
Fucking heat metal.
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition podcast. This campaign was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Tyler Kuhn, Andrew Klon, and Casey Trickle. You can listen to this and all of our episodes on theusualtimednd.com. Songs in this episode include Netherland by Poddington Bear and Divine Smite by Arcane Anthems. This battle concludes next time on The Usual Time.